With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go.
With Jim Jim and Nobby.
What's up, everybody?
Hello.
Hello, fruitcakes.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. And yourself?
I've used a different mask today. Very exciting. It says FM 104 on it.
Oh.
Although I don't use it inside because otherwise somebody might go, look at him, showing off.
Company man.
It's all that's available. Company man. I didn't pass the disposable pack today. Whoever makes them, they must be absolutely loaded.
I think there's a one that you can get now, and it's like a scarf that goes around your neck, and you just pull it up then when you want to.
A snud.
It's not a snud, but then it looks like a cravat when you have it down.
Very posh.
It looks a little posh, bit too posh for me.
Yeah, Bridgerton maybe.
Although maybe that's the way I need to rock it. Maybe I need to start wearing cravats and
for, you know, who, Jim? Who would you be wearing
sharp
cravats for?
Pinstripe shoots.
There's no doubt we could both dress sharper. But
how dare you?
Who would be trying to press with cravats now? I don't know.
It might make a comeback. You never know. Nobody expected the ankles being on display would be in fashion for men.
Looking regal is always in fashion. I used to wear a dicky bow as a child, quite often, a silver one.
What's your favourite item of clothing that you just thought, oh yeah, I look like the dude in this?
I had these brown shoes and I went to a cobbler and got, I can't believe, I got them re-heeled with steel caps on the back of them.
For what?
So they'd make noise when I walked.
Like some kind of cowboy?
Well, some Clippity people did floppy. Say I looked like the Milky Bar kid growing up.
True story. Did you have glasses?
No, but apart from that, I had the hair. But yeah, I had steel cap heels. Noise. What the hell?
How
was
old
me?
Were you? Like, I didn't even know that you could go to a shop and I'd get steel caps put onto heels.
Yeah, just at the end.
I know, yeah.
At the end of the, like,
were you a tap dancer at the time?
I think I was tapped.
How old were you?
Sometime between 8 and 12, I don't know.
So when you're clip-clopping through Nutgrove, you're not getting funny looks?
Possibly.
What's wrong with that guy?
Possibly.
Clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop.
I don't know.
Like cars.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I used to go in and F104 used to have a studio in Nutgrove and I'd stare in the window and say, oh, look at all those buttons, they look cool. And now I've looked at the buttons and I've spilled coffee into them about 5 times over the years. So,
I used to have a belt when I was about 15 or 16 and it was a black leather belt, but it came around at the front and the buckle of it was a lion's face in gold.
Wow.
And I thought I was Jim Morrison.
Was that a hand-me-down?
No, I bought that.
I thought you were going to say it'd be a skull.
No, I never got into skulls. My brother-in-law is big into skulls. His skulls are around the gaff. I don't like skulls. I had a lion.
Rawr.
Yeah? Rawr. Oh, yeah. That's the message I was sending to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rawr. Don't mess with me.
When you opened the belt, it went rawr.
No, it just went. But yeah, I thought I was Jim Morrison.
Well, you are.
Well, no, I really, I went.
By name.
I went a bit. I had a white shirt with a black leather jacket and I had the belt with the golden buckle and I really thought
nice.
It was Jim.
Were you Doc Martens?
I had the hair longer and yeah, the docks and everything, yeah. Or some kind of big boots like that, yeah.
Wow.
And it would have, yeah.
Was it a full length jacket?
Yeah. And we'd...
stop doing those noises, it really creased me out.
No, I remember one night we were standing outside a friend's house and the Gordie came up and said, what are you doing, lads? And I said, nothing. And he goes, what's your name? And I went, my name's Jim. And they were going to get out of the car and get annoyed.
That's true.
At me.
You're only being honest.
I know, but I was doing it in a Jim Morrison accent. There's a few corners I need knocked off myself.
I'd like to be a fly in the wall of that squad car as they drove away.
Oh, we were just
feckin' soft, lads.
We were just, yeah, we were doing nothing. We were just chatting outside a guy's gaff. They were just looking for something.
Not as bad as the night I was dressed up as the Ghostbusters going to a gig and the guards pulled up beside me in their transit van and says, Jesus, the streets are safe with you on them tonight. What?
Hey!
It's like, yeah, yeah.
What did you have on your back?
An inflatable ectoplaster or whatever those things are called.
All right, okay. Could you take it out and say, anybody seen a ghost?
I think it was a squiggly bit that came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was a.
Where'd you get that? Did you go to a fancy dress shop?
Probably the. No, there's a very good costume shop in Ireland. A guy I know, who goes by the gentleman name of Ronan, owned. And if you ever need a costume, you get it the next day.
Oh? And they're good quality?
It's called thecostumeshop.ie, yeah. And he's a great little entrepreneur. Good. He always had it in him. He was growing up, you knew he was going to do something. And yeah, that's one of his businesses.
Good man, Ronan.
Yep. And he drives a Tesla.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wow. If you were going to dress up now, would he give you a discount, mates rates?
No, I wouldn't even bother asking him. I hate when people do that. That's like...
Come on.
No,
you want to dress as Henry VIII and he's going to charge you full price?
I saw Simon Nolan saying this on TikTok last week. Like, you know, people that you were in primary school with and senior infants and you haven't spoken to them since. And all of a sudden they see you work on the radio and they'll slide into your DMs for tickets. Don't ask.
So I got a phone call. Guys I was in school with and I used to see them around a bit. And, you know, so one of those things, oh, we must go for a pint someday. Yeah, yeah. And then phone rings one day. Oh, how's it going, man? How's it going? How are you, Jim? Yeah. Now, this is on the Friday of Electric Picnic. And I hadn't seen him 10 years.
Probably longer.
Jim. Yeah, how are you doing? Are you well? Yeah. Listen, me and a few of the lads are thinking of going to Electric Picnic for the weekend.
Do you want to come?
No. Can you get us passes for the whole weekend?
VIP ones.
And car park passes.
And camping.
So... I can't, no. And they're going, ah, come on. I was like, I don't have access to that. Like,
whoever you are, if you're listening now, there's a good chance you are blocked.
No, they're not, no. No. It was a bit cheeky of them, but like, this is a cheeky chappy. And I said, I can't, no. He didn't believe me, I don't think. I don't, like they
you
might
really
send,
can't, no.
They might send me a pass for me to go to Electric Picnic.
That'd be it. But
they're not going to send me passes for people I knew 10 years ago.
And actually, a lot of
and
those
their friends.
A lot of those places now, if you do get a free ticket for work, they'll ask you to give a donation to charity as well, which is, you know,
that's
I'm
fair
okay
enough.
Okay
yeah
with that, yeah, yeah, it's grand. So,
so yeah, no, it was a no. It's a
I
flat
think
no.
When people say we must meet for a beer now, though, because of everything, they actually mean it. I don't think they're empty
yes
threats.
No, a buddy of mine sent me a text the other day asking how I was, and he said he has a list of people that he's gonna catch up with when
you're on the list.
He told me. He said, you're on the list. You've been warned.
Well, that's nice.
So, yeah.
It's still not going to happen.
Well, it will when the lockdown's over. I just hope it's
oh, it will
sooner rather than later.
That's true. There's lots coming up in today's podcast, including, an incident with a spatula, but a very cool Transformer robot.
Oh, man.
It's 800 lids.
Google it. Your inner child will go,
the Millennium Falcon is the same price. I think I'd rather this. This does a lot more.
I think it is the best toy of all time.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's like cool enough that every kid would want it, expensive enough that no kid could afford it.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit unfair, but you know.
Yeah,
capitalism.
I think this is, I think it's people who used to collect Transformers as a kid and grew up to be collectors.
Yeah.
And are still collecting.
Definitely a collector's item, no doubt. That's on today's podcast. You'll
yeah
hear that.
We will talk about what to do if you're working from home and you want to keep your mouse moving.
That's a great little hack. Wait till you hear what this thing is called.
We'll talk about the Macarena, Ed Sheeran, Imelda May.
You call it Macarena, do you?
What do you call it? The Macarena?
Yeah.
Macarena.
Well, they don't say, hey, Macarena.
That's what I say.
Hey,
Macarena. Yeah, I say, hey, Macarena.
That's a car.
Is it a Macarena? Who makes it? Oh, Macarena, yeah.
Toyota.
Hey, Macarena.
Anyway, they don't exist anymore.
Macarena.
Although they're probably still going because they're Toyotas.
I can't remember. I'd have to... Anyway, we'll talk about that and it's other meaning. But the most important thing you're going to take away from this whole episode is Nobby's...
Yeah, if you've got a spatula at home, you need to hear...
Oh, God.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Hope you enjoy it. And we're off to interview Stephen Mulhern. So there's a good chance he'll be on tomorrow's podcast.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04. It's 7:10.
All right, Lizzo. Good morning, Lizzo.
She's good as hell.
Wonder what Lizzo's doing right now. Maybe sleeping.
If her Instagram is anything to go by, she's probably doing sort of selfies of herself.
Yeah, she's fond.
And sometimes she does them just not very wearing very much.
No.
A kick in the Astra is the headline. There's a few different ones. Massive fears for rollout. AstraZeneca jabs for only over 60s now, and some appointments have been cancelled for today.
So I wonder what the real reason. Obviously, there's been, you know, lots of discussions about side effects of it, but a lot of countries have said, no, we've evaluated all the evidence and we're still going to keep going.
Yeah.
What has made Ireland go? No, we'll hold off on that.
Is it because are they holding off as they do a bit more testing into it, look into it, rather than just keep going?
I doubt it's dropped forever, but maybe.
So the front page of the Irish Daily Star have gone with Stephen Donnelly as Father Jack and Ronan Glynn as Mrs. Doyle. And the headline is Laggy Island. I go on and 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 on.
Well, I'm sure everyone listening at least has a mate who lives in the UK. And yes, they would have seen photographs of them on their Instagram in the pub.
Yeah. Having pints. Now, I did see there was people... There's so
on
many
the
people,
same day.
There's people saying, you know, like, they're English pubs. You know, a lot of these pubs, they're in England and there's lots of slot machines and they're noisy. I take it.
I know, but I think...
I'd roll into the Queen Vic, no problem.
When you see the queue for JD Sports with all the upros, the boozers are full and flowing. And we get told, nah, we're going to have even less vaccines now because we're suspending that one.
Well, it's not suspending forever, is it? It's just today.
Do you think you're back tomorrow?
Well, I think that
it is Ireland.
They cancel the appointments for today. So I don't know what's going to happen beyond that. That's unclear.
Well, they're recommending, of course, that anyone under 60 get something else.
Right. Now, if you do look at the stats are really, really low about anything like that happening. It's very, very rare. But the fact that it's there at all is a bit of a concern.
But we also heard a discussion yesterday about, like, if you're 19 or 20, how is it going to work where if you want to go to a club or something... You can't, like, the idea of having passports and this kind of nanny state, big brother, hey you, are you coming into the pub? How old are you? What's your date of birth? Grand, have you got ID? Yeah. Are you vaccinated? What? It's just not gonna... I don't see it working in that way.
So, I don't know.
There's lots of many challenges. One of them
But
is
you'd like
that.
To be in a... I suppose down the line, you'd like to be in a room where everyone is vaccinated. So nobody can give it to anybody. Is that the way it works?
Yeah.
But you can still give it to people who aren't vaccinated if you are vaccinated.
Or else we wait 5 years until it's just died off. You choose.
A kick in the Astra. Vax-ax is the headline.
Line of Duty have confirmed that a familiar face will be returning in the next episode. Anna Maxwell-Martin will be back as Detective Chief Superintendent Patricia Carmichael.
Remind me now who she was again.
She was in the show's fifth season. She was brought in as an independent anti-corruption investigator over Ted's...
I don't remember any of it. I watch it on Sunday nights. I'm tired.
Ted was getting bribed by the... they weren't a full-on OCG, but they gave him 100 grand of seed money because he was in debt because of a collapsed property deal. He never gave that money back. He gave 50,000 to your man's wife, who's the widow. That's why she has the channels. Where's the other 50?
I've seen every episode of Line of Duty and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ted's wife was attacked at the front door. Do you remember his ex-wife?
I remember that.
And do you remember the really hot foxy one who tried to seduce him? And then she took a piece of his hair from a comb in the bathroom and they planted that on the other body to try and link him to the murder?
Sunday nights, Nobby. I'm not fully concentrated.
I think you need to watch season 5 again, Jim.
I couldn't. I don't know. I'm rapidly going off it.
They showed up to, I think, I don't think they showed 5 on BBC. Do you remember they were showing it on Saturday nights, like only just gone?
Yeah.
So you could catch up. I don't know if they did 5, did they?
Well, 1 to 5, as I keep seeing ads for it, are on the player at the moment.
Anyway, I'm sure it'll to do with the fact that he was called into that meeting and told he had to retire in 4 weeks or else.
Yeah, so we'll see what's going on.
Mom's going to get you.
And Reeling in the Year has got massive viewers on Sunday.
How many?
500,000.
Yeah. It's all right,
isn't it? It's pretty good, yeah.
It's no toy show, like. Although no one watches the toy show. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll keep building. And then, of course, you've got The Player. It's just such a good show.
It was really in the ratings as the opening show pulled in more than 500,000 viewers, overtaking Tommy Tiernan, who's at the top of the pile at the moment these days.
I saw someone who was watching Reeling in the Years with their, I think their 14, 15 year old, and they had like millions of questions within the first 5 minutes because you don't remember that stuff when you were five.
No, of course not. Why would you?
But it was relatively, you know, only 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you've heard a lot of stuff about these people.
If they could make history.
Was he really the Taoiseach?
Was yeah, he locked,
he
Matt?
Really, he really was the Taoiseach.
Why did they take the sign then off the bank? If you could make all history.
It's not Starbucks now, Matt.
That interesting. Then I think, you know, yeah. More people do history.
The thing I don't understand is how come it's only half an hour long?
No ad break. So I know, back to it's the only show RTÉ have
that
apart
you know,
from The Angelus that has no ad break.
I'd be happy enough with an ad break halfway through and
make it an hour.
No, 2 half hours. I'd be happy enough with that.
I'm trying to remember, is TV3's rip off of it an hour, or is that just half?
It's not a rip off. It's just very, very, very,
very, very similar. Don't look back in anger.
Don't look back in anger. Like
even the title.
I think that belongs to a band. The music. It's just very, very. So I wouldn't call it a rip off. That's not.
No,
fair.
No. That's good as well.
It is good. It's watchable. Yeah.
I just can't remember if that's an error or not. Anyway, it's good to have it back. And yeah, you need to go and watch season 5, fella.
I know.
To the letter of the episode law. It's 7:17 on F104. Welcome to Tuesday.
Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
Afterglow from Ed Cheerio. Why wouldn't he make some like limited edition Cheerios?
He did ketchup already. He can't spread himself too thin.
Him with a ketchup, yeah.
Yeah, he has a bottle of ketchup tattooed on himself. He'll regret that.
You probably will. Although, it'll be around forever. Do you ever see a time in future generations that ketchup won't exist?
No.
I'd love to know when it first came out. And like, how was it invented? How did someone suddenly go, these are bleeding deadly with chips?
Well, this was...
It wasn't Germany because they put mayonnaise.
Oh, I'd say probably from Italy, you know, some tomato sauce, you know.
Yeah.
Imelda May's getting hate mail.
Why?
Should they call the cops over daily hate mail? Who the hell sends the hate mail to Imelda May?
She'd kill you.
Or anybody, really. But, like, especially Imelda May.
I'm just surprised it wasn't online, you know, the way people.
She's actually called the police due to a level of nasty messages she receives daily following her poem. You don't get to be racist and Irish. She released her debut poetry EP. Where she told us about that. She's based in the UK and she said there's a scary backlash on social media.
Weird. I would, like you say, the last person I would have expected to get grief would be her.
Yeah. Well, you know, social media.
Yeah, but mail. Or they mean, like, maybe they mean online stuff. But people actually posting her letters. Are they cutting out bits of newspapers like in the movies?
Well, it depends on what level of troll you're looking for. Like, that's very old school.
Oh, yeah, that's like psycho movie stuff.
It's probably, you know, somebody with a fake name and a fake profile picture and just
usually
sit there.
Usually a football team as the profile picture.
Football team or sometimes flags.
Yes, flags.
Any kind of flag or banner.
Flags are a good one. Or just some really old black and white photograph of some dude.
People who give me that anger and hatred, she says, seem to do that all day to everybody, and I'd hate to live like that. I've noticed that most of them haven't even read my poem. They're just looking for someone to hate. They do. It's mad.
Yeah, they're just looking for an outlet to give you grief. You don't mind them, Imelda.
Yeah.
We'll always have your back.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Leave Imelda alone.
Good morning, Imelda.
With us.
Good morning.
That's
the Kid Laroi without you on F104.
Hey, the Kid Laroi.
The Kid Laroi.
Yeah. Right, from good music.
Yeah.
To this.
I didn't know this was called the Bayside Boys Remix. Does that mean some lads from Bayside?
Oh, yeah, the lads, the boys, yeah.
Did this. So it's Macarena.
Shout out to Bayside Boys.
Some sort of 90s, anyway. Late 90s.
So, but since that, there was a massive number one, worldwide number one, and it's been played at every 21st and every wedding and every.
Well, depending on how cheesy your DJ is, yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. But, like, you know, if it's a gathering where there's lots
kids
of different
parties,
ages.
I'd say. Kids it's
parties.
Been played, yeah.
So
it was
kids,
a dance.
So now I'm not even going to tell you to. I'm going to have to go. I have to dance around what this is.
Now,
actually,
the story of it was, you know, me fella went out of town and his best mate was so fine, so I lamped him as well.
Okay, well now you're I'm going to dance around that. So like, Nobby's gone straight in there.
Well, we always knew that though, no?
No. First of all, her fella is a soldier. He's gone off to fight in the army, right?
Right. Afghanistan, let's go.
Don't worry about him. She's not bothered about him. And then while he's away,
yeah,
she has a party with two of his best friends.
A party? Oh, okay, right.
Right?
A menage.
There's three of them there, and they have a party, and she goes for drinks with these two of his best friends while he's away in the army.
He's an isosceles.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and did they have fizzy drinks? Did they have Fanta?
They don't talk about fizzy drinks in the song, but they certainly she spends some time with his two best friends while he's away. They all go for a picnic. Yeah, yeah. And that's what the song is about. So when your granny is dancing at a wedding, and look at her, she's laughing her head off.
Yeah, but because she's singing in Spanish.
Now, don't get me wrong, it's still awful.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, it is awful. Yeah,
it's awful no matter what language it's in or what it's about. But that's what it's about.
Now, there is, I mean, there's a bit of a hint of that because there's two dirty old divils in it. Are they meant to be
no,
the blokes?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I think one of them is no longer with us.
They have to be, yeah.
I've no idea who those two dudes are.
They were older gentlemen even then.
I think this was am I right in thinking this was a hit years ago in Spain or somewhere? And then they came back and did a remix back in the 90s.
And oh, was it? Okay, I didn't know
I think they did. This is the Bad Boys remix. They made them famous
Bayside,
again.
Jim, Bayside.
What did I say?
Bad Boys.
Well, they are Bad Boys if the song's anything to go by.
Sounds like back of Kilbarrack. Oh, here's the breakdown.
Come and find me, my name is Macarena. Always at the party.
So what?
So Macarena is the name.
She wants Kinder Buenos.
She certainly wants Kinder Buenos.
Right, I didn't know.
The twin pack.
Yeah. Well, at least there's another dimension to it, so.
So now you've a reason to not dance to it. If this comes on at some adventure at, and you know, you think, what is the story here? Why are they playing this?
Well, each their own, apart from the fella who's been off and.
Well, now
fighting.
You say, come on, get up and dance. You say, no, do you not know what this song's about? I'm not dancing with it out of principle.
It's just
it's
catchy
awful
song.
And it's rude.
It's just catchy, though.
It's
I mean,
very catchy. It's an earworm, yeah. Totally, yeah.
Would be a total Eurovision song.
Oh man, imagine if nobody'd ever heard that and you went to, you'd kill at the Eurovision with that.
Don't tell Jedward anyone. Don't tell Jedward.
Hey Macarena.
You dirty old devils.
Oh, that's good to know, Jim.
Thanks.
Thanks for that.
So Loki's time has come. You can watch the brand new trailer for Loki and start streaming the Marvel Studios original series from June 11th on Disney Plus. If you're a fan of the Loki stuff, here comes the trailer.
You really believe in this Loki variant?
Luckily, he believes in himself enough for the both of us.
Why? It is adorable that you think you could possibly manipulate me. I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
You're not big on trust, are you?
You can trust me.
Loki, I've studied almost every moment of your entire life. You've literally stabbed people in the back like 50 times.
Why never do it again?
That's Owen Wilson, isn't it?
No. Which, the other guy, yeah, but who's the guy with the deep voice?
Don't
I recognise him.
Second last voice.
I don't know. Like Marley and me. Ariana Grande reveals complex vocal arrangements that went into recording Positions. She reveals the rigorous and highly technical vocal work that goes into recording a hit song with behind-the-scenes look at how the track Positions came to be.
The song, of course, is about her trying to adjust her seat in the car.
Yeah.
It's getting to the right.
In the five-minute
right
clip
setting.
YouTube. Oh, does he hate when he gets back to your car and somebody's left
his
seat
there's nothing worse, Ariana.
I don't know what I do, but let me double it.
switching up the sessions for you. Okay. Shall I do two more? I'm too hurt cause you don't look. And I'm down to you. And I'm down to switching up the sessions for you.
Nice. One more?
Yeah, one more.
I don't know if it's that complex, lads. For those of you that probably are, you know, never even thought about this, singers will record their voice 3 or 4 or 20 times and it's called layering. And it makes it sound bigger. That's all she's doing there.
Well, she's just going again and she's going again.
Just going again.
Go again.
Yeah.
No, I've got
it. Finish that. No, one more, Emmy.
I'll go again. Yeah. Go again.
That's it. That's all she's doing.
Go again.
You could do the same in GarageBand if you have a microphone.
Yeah, I'll do. I like the Garage Band, me.
Phoebe Bridgers has reheated rumours about Paul Mescal. She said he's the sweetest and the best.
Oh.
Yeah. Both stars have previously dropped hints of sparks between them.
Really?
But neither will confirm, and they're saying everything is platonic.
Wow.
Mm.
That would be a power couple, wouldn't
it? She's 26. Can't remember how old he is. Similar.
James Norton, I think he's about that.
James Norton gonna be Bond, is he?
He's addressed the prospect of casting a non-white James Bond, saying it is important. We need to treat the cause rather than the symptom of a lack of diversity. He said, "He's been the favorite for a while now. He's the favorite to take over. He does look like a traditional Bond, but you know, I think Idris is still my shout.
Idris too old.
Go on, Idris.
He's 55 or something, Jim. He's too old."
Anybody who wears a suit on TV is associated with the role. If you wear a tux on TV, people go, they're gonna be James Bond now.
His singing at Christmas for the Sky ads, that turned me off him.
Tom Hardy's in the mix there.
Too physically big.
And Reggie John Page, who has recently left Bridgerton.
Oh, did he leave Bridgerton because he's going to be the new? He'll be the first black Bond, and everybody fancies him. Go on.
I've worked it out in your face, Broccoli. I've worked it out. That's why he left Bridgerton. Why would he leave Bridgerton? There's no other reason unless you get a better gig. Why would you leave Bridgerton? You're the biggest thing in it.
Sure, he didn't just get killed off or something.
No, he's just, I'm not coming back. People are devo. The Bridgos, that's what I call the Bridgerton fans. The Bridgos are absolutely devastated.
Absolutely. And we're not going to bring in the dish third story now, because every time we mention Line of Duty, someone says, lads, spoilers. Hello, like,
it's a spoiler to me. I've watched it and I don't understand what's going on.
It was on 2 days ago. The series is out nearly 10 years. If you haven't caught up by now, I'm sorry, there's no hope for you. I mean, if people like that didn't exist, we'd be talking about Line of Duty now.
Gov, 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 gov.
Boss, 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 boss.
Gov, fella, 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 fella.
This is, you watch, this is what happens to a rat. That was
good.
No point crying over spilt milk. I think you find there was.
That's what I said when I hit a rat in the head with a mop in my back garden. Watch this. This is what happens to a rat.
That's FM 104.
Awesome. FM 104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM 104's Instagram.
Who we got, Nobby?
We Shawnee. How you doing, Shawnee?
How's things, lads? How are you?
Very good, very good. Sales rep working away in Ballygriffin.
I am indeed.
Are you working from home?
I'm not, no. I'm actually lucky enough to get outside the four walls.
And have you been doing that all the time?
I have, yeah. I haven't stopped.
Good. So you've been out the door?
I've been out the door, lads.
Cool.
Good stuff. So, Shawnee, how do you normally do when you play?
Usually I get about 6 or 7. I've had a couple of 10s, but never when you just ring me, so.
Oh, you've played before, have you?
I played once.
Okay.
What did you do that day? Yeah.
I think I got 5.
Oh.
Okay. Well, Shawnee, you're back.
I am indeed.
Back for some redemption.
Hopefully this time.
Now, you know all the, you know the...
Of course he does. He played it before.
I know. I'm just making sure.
Although you probably had different rules that day as well, because you make it up as you go along.
Yeah, everything adapts.
Doesn't
as
he?
It goes along,
doesn't he?
Yeah.
Everything
improves.
Adapts.
Except for VAR. That's going backwards.
That is true. Especially when you're a Spurs fan. Okay, 10 questions. Here we go, Shawnee. Best of luck.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
In what fictional city does Batman live in?
Gotham.
On what TV show did dancer AJ Pritchard become famous?
Strictly Come Dancing.
Who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington?
Pat.
What county is Slane in?
Meade.
True or false? Onze is the French word for seven.
False.
What's the world's longest river?
The Nile.
What former X Factor contestant appeared as a roving reporter on this year's Saturday Night Takeaway?
I haven't a clue.
How many seasons were there of the TV show Love Hate?
Five.
What French pop duo split up this year?
Daft Punk.
And what year did the Rosie Hackett Bridge open in Dublin? Was it 2012 or 2014?
2012,
you say. Did you get a general knowledge quiz book for your midterm break?
No.
Okay, grand, no. What is the longest river in the world?
Fleur East.
Yeah, no, Fleur East.
Fleur East is the... She was very good as well.
She was very good. Would you say she was better than Scarlett Moffat?
I would, yeah.
That was the answer to which former X Factor contestant appeared on Saturday Night Takeaway. You were right about Love Hate. There was five seasons of it.
I would have said six if I had to guess it. But that was some of my favourites of six.
Daft Punk were the lads who broke up, the Couriers.
You got that right though, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was 2014 the Rosie Hackett Bridge opened.
And would you believe, although maybe you will because it's Dublin, it took 3 years after that. So Rosie was finished and it wasn't until 3 years later that a Lewis finally went across it.
Wow. You should call it the Rosie Zeneca.
Yeah, the Rosie Zeneca, yeah. And there was a pass in there as well. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the president.
The president is where the White House is. That's the address of the White House.
So you got
seven.
That's not too bad. Not too I'm happy with that.
Better than last time.
It is, definitely. Next time I'll get 10.
Yeah,
next time.
That's the trend.
Thanks for having a go, Shawnee.
Thanks very much, lads.
Good luck.
Have a good one.
Cheers. Talk to you again.
Did you get 10? Let us know on WhatsApp 087-679-7104. This is the show that sends back personalised emojis. Oh, yeah. So all his gigs here have been postponed.
And well, he's gonna get round to them when he's allowed, but he's announcing some more gigs across the water.
Hey guys, I'm just making this video to let you know that I have rescheduled my UK tour and it's now happening in September. All tickets remain valid for the new dates, and on top of that, I'm announcing a brand new show at the Castlefield Bowl in Manchester and a third night at Alexander Palace in London. So thank you so much for your patience with these ones and I'll see you then. Thank you.
What's going on with the chain? He's got a Paul Mescal chain on.
Well, maybe Paul Mescal gave him the chain.
When they met up.
They're busies, aren't they?
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson said he would run for president if he felt he had enough support from Americans. How old would you say The Rock is?
I'd say The Rock's about 48.
He's exactly 48. I thought he was older than that.
Yeah, he put a picture of himself up the other day. He's, man, I know he's big, but like, you need to kind of just be reminded every time you see him of how big he is.
He said, I do have that goal. See, I had to lower my voice there to do The Rock.
It's never going
to
happen, Jim.
I do have that goal to unite our country. I feel it is what people would want. And if people feel like people want that, I will do that, he said. Imagine him. President The Rock. What?
I don't think at all he'd do anyway near as bad a job as the other fella, but just leave it to politicians.
He'd be burnt with celebrities.
Yeah.
Will Smith said it. Imagine Will Smith as well.
No.
Why not? Why not?
Just leave Sleepy Joe at it. Look,
why
isn't it
not?
So nice? I mean, well, there isn't. You can go one end of a month without hearing about it.
Isn't it great?
Present anymore?
Isn't it great?
It's great.
Yeah.
Just peace. Just leave it alone.
Somebody advised me. So look, everyone's sick of Twitter and angst.
Yeah.
Just keep it.
Just do Michael D. Higgins on it. Walk your dogs. Get in the photograph. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Wave. He doesn't do anything else.
Go to an ATM machine and get your own money out because you're.
Look at his little dogs. Yeah, but he's actually doing loads of stuff, but like, I don't know how he's keeping it silent.
Sign a bit of legislation, yeah, and stay off Twitter. It's grand. It's lovely. If you want to put some posts, you know, join Instagram. Wild Mouth and Time, by the way, is going to be in Irish, well, cinemas, but I'd say home release, more like it, in June, in case you really want to listen
I want to see
to that bad Irish accent.
Welcome to Ireland. Once upon a time, there were two farms. The Muldoon farm, where Rosemary lived, and right down the road was my farm, where my son Anthony asked his lonely question of the stars.
Why did you make me so?
Rosemary Muldoon, besotted with love.
Ah, Rosemary, I love a bit of Rosemary.
That's actually not the worst accent in it.
I think No, Jamie Dornan's is, which is weird because he's in Ireland.
The story of a Carlo gambling addict could be hitting the big screen. And it's going to be based on Tony O'Reilly's book, Tony 10, the tale of him. And Chris O'Dowd has been taken as an option to play the lead role.
Mm.
And Chris O'Dowd, he can do an Irish accent.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Safe.
The Oscars presenters, with just 2 weeks to go, the 93rd Oscars. Show producers have begun to unveil the star-studded lineup of presenters who will take the stage during a telecast.
Nice.
The first round of presenters are, in alphabetical order, Angela Bassett, Halle Berry.
Cool.
Don Cheadle.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Here we go. That's more like it, Oscars.
Bryan Cranston.
My man.
Joaquin.
Very cool.
Laura Dern.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger.
Okay, can't have everything.
It was 20 years ago today, the first Bridget Jones movie was released.
Wow, good fact. Good
Harrison
fact.
Ford.
Cool.
He should be isolating, in fairness.
He's doing a fifth one.
I know. That's ridiculous.
Like, how is he going to get the whip out of the belt?
I'd say most fellas struggle to get their whip out of the belt at that age.
Why did it have to be snakes? Why did it have to be you?
It's Pfizer, but it's not a vaccine.
I love them, don't get me wrong. I love the Indiana Jones films, except the fourth one. But the fourth one. Don't make a fifth one, Harrison.
He's so old, the crystal skull will be his own. Amanda Seyfried is delighted and denied with the nomination for Mank.
I'm not going to let this moment pass by without seeing it for what it is, which is just a symbol of the impact that I might have had and that Mank has had.
It's Mank, that is. Good name for
and Ollie Alexander is planning on dishing out his disregarded songs to other pop stars. This is a great idea. So he's got some songs that didn't make it onto the Years and Years stuff, and he said, oh, hang on a second, you need a song, anybody?
But why did it not make? Were they not good enough?
He's too prolific.
Oh, prolific, right.
That's what Sheeran does. He said, like, I can only get 16 songs on me plus. I'll give some to Dua Lipa.
So he goes to the slops tray.
Not really, no. He's looking for more hits. If you write the song and don't have anything to do with it, that's where the chain, that's where the coin is.
There's a character.
Here we go again.
No, because no one wants spoilers, so I'm not telling you. We could tell you news about Line of Duty.
Tell us the utensil we shouldn't be using.
I will after 9, hang on.
After 9? You've been waiting since 7:30.
If you've bought something that has a handle with two rubber ends on it to bake in the last 12 months... You have to hear this. We could be telling you about Line of Duty now, but
Understands Line of Duty.
I write good actor. Every time we talk about it. Spoilers, lads. Bit of a warning.
Spoilers.
It's F104.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. It's 9:08. We've been waiting now, Nobby.
Look, there's even kids sending me messages. This little person, she's probably in school now.
I have to be in school by 9. Spill the tea.
Spill the tea.
Kill me, Nobby. Have a Zoom meeting. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Here comes the scary music.
I bought one of these things because everyone was baking, you know, bread, cakes, whatever you were making last year. I didn't really bother doing any bread, but whether you made pancakes, we all did more cooking. So I bought myself an item that served me very well, and you know what, it would continue to still serve me well if it wasn't now in the bin.
Huh?
I bought I can't remember the bloody name of the thing now.
Ah, come on, you can't do that to us.
Have it.
A spatula.
Grant. Spatula.
Right. Yeah, I have loads of spatulas.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do. Now, here's the thing about spatulas. Where do you wash them?
Dishwasher.
Yeah, grand, yeah. I didn't spend an awful lot of money on my spatula. So.
What's wrong with spatulas?
Both ends of it come away.
What do you mean?
both ends of the spatula on some of them. They're removable.
Oh, yeah, some of them they do, yeah. Right. I've got ones that are one piece. They're,
have you got some that are removable?
There's one. I've got one big one. The end comes off it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you take the end off it?
No.
No. This is the problem.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God, what have I done?
We were using the spatula in the house.
Oh, God, what's going to happen here?
As an implement for passing the time.
What do you mean?
Messing. You know, playing, using it like a lightsaber.
Who was? You and your...
Me and the boy.
Oh.
He pulled the end off it. Right?
Yeah. It comes off fairly easy.
Well, I know they do, but you never really think about it.
You grab the end of it, yeah.
You know, you just make your cake or whatever, your banana bread, and you stick it in the dishwasher.
I've got a cake to bake. I've got no... Go on.
When the end came off it, underneath, so the, attached to the main bit now, was this... Oh, God, I can't even...
What is it?
This white... Creamy.
Was it maggots?
Disgusting. Crud slash slime. Okay?
Yeah, so dirt would build up underneath it, yeah, because you weren't washing.
And I had to, just because we're humans and you have to. I sniffed it.
Oh, John. Oh, no. That's just wrong.
And it smelled.
Why would you sniff that? Why would you sniff that?
It smelled like. Think of the crustiest, dirty alfalas under toenail.
Have you been sniffing a dirty alfalfa's toenails?
Yellow gunk. The stuff that you see in the ad
to
get rid of
the same
fungus.
It's not the same as stuff, fungus, toe
it
fungus.
It was the worst thing I've ever smelt. And I've been behind a few bin trucks in traffic.
And you've been stirring your food with this
and
thing.
And you've been touching your food.
But hang on, if you give it a wash, you take it off and wash it.
Yeah, but you've just proven most people don't. You don't bother.
Now that I think of it, I think I do take
it. You don't pull the ends off it before you wash it. Well, a lot of people aren't going to.
I think
okay?
I do. I think I know.
And if you're making pancakes or banana bread, or you use it to make a stir fry, as I did, I used it for absolutely everything because it was great.
Yeah, but I have
and that
I have these little ones that are one piece. They're fine, are they?
Yeah, well,
it's the ones
once the stuff can't get underneath
yeah,
them.
Yeah, the little,
but the stuff does get underneath them because.
So why do they have the little thing that takes off
a,
then?
To a bit of wood, probably because you're meant to clean it, but no one knows. And I'm not overdoing it when I say it was the worst thing I've ever smelled in my life.
But you're very sensitive. And
no,
you can't, but you
Jim,
can't smell
no,
it since
no.
Somebody gave you a dig outside a nightclub.
No, it was. They didn't give me a dig.
Who gave you a dig?
It was the worst. Like a it was, and it was creamy. All it was missing was a few maggots crawling out of it.
Oh, man.
So if you have one of these things now, go on, pull the end off and either send us a WhatsApp of it or sniff it.
I know somebody, right? And they had their bread bin at home.
You don't go changing this now.
I'm not changing it.
This is a bread bin won't have gunk like this.
No, and they pulled the bread bin out to clean behind it, but they never really cleaned behind it before. And the thing was alive with maggots. Some crumbs and bits and pieces that got down the back. Some flies had landed on that. And then the whole thing, it was crawling like that scene in Indiana Jones with the snakes.
When I try and...
Maggots everywhere. They were falling on the floor.
When I try and remember the smell, it gives me the shivers. I can feel the smell going down into my lungs again right now.
What was the smell? So it smelled like
feet. It was like sour milk mixed with feet.
Oh, mother of God.
Mixed with fish oil.
Mother of God,
fella. It was absolutely grotesque. And if you have one of these things, I would say just chuck it out.
Oh, lads, please stop. I'm nearly thrown up in the car.
What's she throwing up about? The maggots behind the thing? Or the smell of the elfella's toes with the gunk?
Yeah, is it like, yeah.
On the spatula that you're stirring your banana bread with?
Yeah.
Look what I made.
Yeah. Isn't it delicious?
There's something in it. This is a hidden,
hang off it.
It's a hidden ingredient.
Is that sour? Is that sour?
I don't know.
Is that
I'm just brilliant about baking. I watch Bake Off and everything.
Gross. Absolutely gross. If you have one, throw it in the bin. But feel free to give it a sniff as well and let me know if you've just discovered that, yes, you can pull the end off it and it stinks.
Forget about the Hollywood handshake. Give it the knobby sniff.
Oh, God, I'm still shivering. F104, disgusting.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at F104. So a lot of people were...
Yeah, sorry for eating your porridge.
But look, there's a public service broadcasting there because, you know, everyone's going to go home.
Yeah.
And just wash their spatulas.
Check your spatulas.
Take the ends off. See, the ends get fiddly. It never sticks back in properly again.
Yeah, that's why I left it alone.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, no.
It's bad. It's bad.
The spatulas are one piece. You avoid all that. Whew.
And you can't get metal ones because the whole point is they're meant to be able to bend.
Oh, they're great, the spatula.
Yeah. Well, I'm never buying one again. Sorry. Vicious.
But a normal little one you'd be grand with.
I don't know, Jim. I don't know.
Oh, you get all the bits and bobs out of a jar.
I'd rather use me fingers. A study has said that 8 hours a week, 8 hours a week, is all you need for the psychological benefits of working. And there's scope for the working week to be radically reduced. Now, I don't know how you'd fit all the things you have to do in your job into 8 hours.
Some of my friends, I'm not joking you, they only do about 8 hours work. But they're supposed to be doing 50.
Yeah, they're there for 40.
But they're having cups of tea.
Well, we all know those people.
They're out having the smokes. They're buying something on Amazon. And they're going, oh, look, I'm really busy. I'm really busy. I'm out the door.
They surveyed 80,000 people. That's like Croke Park. Everyone going, yeah, I'll take the survey. They looked at changes in the number of hours people worked affected their mental health over time, asking at what point it improved, and the studies found that even a small number of working hours between 1 and 8 a week generate significant mental health and well-being benefits for previously unemployed or economically inactive individuals.
Here's a good one, right? You're working from home. Get a fan that moves from side to side.
Yeah. And get talk to it.
Get a little piece of string and attach it to your mouse. And it'll keep your mouse moving. Just slightly from side to
but
side.
It won't do the work for you.
No, but it looks like you're still there.
It's a good idea.
And out the back, having the crack.
Yeah. Piece of string and a fan.
Piece of string and a fan. Your mouse is moving from side to side.
What's the problem?
They're working. Grand.
Well, look, an 8 hour working week does sound absolutely delish, but I don't think it's going to be a thing.
But sometimes you have to. It takes about 4 hours to get into the zone, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't get anything done.
I do wonder now.
Did you see Line of Duty last night? Nah. Do you understand it? No, not at all. The only person who understands is Nobby.
I don't really.
He's got a thesis in it.
I went looking during the last episode. I do wonder, though, with everything that, you know, changes and flexible working and stuff. Like, imagine you could take your weekend whenever you want. So you still did 5 days work.
Yeah.
But maybe you wanted to take a Wednesday off and a Friday off, but you worked Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe some people would be into that.
I used to like in school when I get a half day on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I still love that.
What was that for?
I don't know, but it was for sports.
We only got an hour off in our school.
For sport? No, yeah.
We didn't get a half hour.
Got lunchtime on Wednesday, I was home. Great. Yeah. Or training. But like...
What were you training for?
Rugby.
Were you?
Yeah.
You were a rugby player?
Yeah.
Jeez, I would have thought you'd be afraid of being injured.
No. I'm not saying I was very good or anything.
No, no. But was your older brother better?
Yeah, he might have been.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. You played rugby? Were you on the A team?
Did I ever tell you that? Yeah, I was, yeah. I was on the juniors.
Your voice went very high there when you said, yeah, I was, yeah, I was on the juniors.
I'll be honest with you. I hated rugby.
Did you just do it to impress girls?
I would more to be impressed. Yeah, impress girls. Not really. More to sort of like...
Yeah, I'm very good at rugby. There's always rugby in my family. I was like, all right, yeah, yeah, I'll do this.
So you're a disappointment then?
No, I was on the juniors. But then I swerved away from
the
them.
A team, yeah, you told us, yeah. What position did you play?
Prop.
Right.
So, you know?
Yeah, 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 absolutely. I hear you, yeah.
So, yeah, don't mess with me, yeah.
You should get one of those...
Don't say something.
You should get one of those ice bats that Cian Healy has as well, just to be like him.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. lads, look up mouse jiggle. It's better than any string.
Whoa, what's mouse jiggle?
We'll go have a little look.
Have you seen?
Everyone's googling.
By the way, I'm going to tell you what, the two of the coolest toys I've ever seen. One cost a fortune and one cost a fiver. Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, 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 ho. It's F104. It's 9:27. What a gorgeous day. It's lovely. Like, we should go for a nature walk after the show.
Remember nature walks?
Yeah, of course you do. Nature table. Did you bring Anson in?
No. So, the two of the biggest toys I've seen, right?
Yeah. Now, one's massively expensive. It's like a Millennium Falcon that's...
No, it's...
breeds.
It's sold out, by the way, so...
Sure. Of course it is.
It's very expensive. One is fiver, and it's just the ultimate toy at the moment. They're called poppets. Have you seen these?
Are these like the fidget poppets?
Yes. You can't get them anywhere. Like, I know a place you can get them, but...
I saw Jackie O's daughter putting one up.
They're going mad. Everywhere you go, like,
they're just a fidget spinner. With
it's the thing of today, though. This is the thing,
and you can't get them either.
No, so that's a fiver, right?
Not even in deals.
I don't know, the shop I bought it in, so they can't keep up with the amount of kids wanting this thing.
All you do is click colours. That's really
it's like bubble wrap. You push the bubbles in one way, and then they push them back out the other way. It's a fiver.
Nice colours.
Yeah,
you get attached. Does that have a key ring on it?
No, not the ones I have anyway. There's all different types of ones. They're fiver.
Including postage.
I bought it in the shop. So there's another thing, and it's it is a collector's item, and it's sold out. Okay, it's a Robeson Optimus Prime. Okay,
oh, yes,
and this is a so you know the Transformers Optimus
Prime. Make the sounds of it.
Optimus Prime. This is going to blow your mind now. Now, unfortunately, I showed this to some little people yesterday, and they went, "Oh, can I get that?" And then I found out,
boy, error there.
Then I found out how much it costs.
Maybe you can get a knockoff version.
And it's just unbelievable.
Fate rarely calls upon us at the moment of our choosing.
Oh yeah.
So this is an auto converting Optimus Prime.
Introducing the world's first auto converting, interactive, voice enabled, programmable Autobot hero, Optimus Prime.
Greetings.
It's a
the
robot.
The Transformers toy that defined a generation comes to life by the command of your voice or mobile device. Standing an amazing 19 inches tall, 5,000 components finished with premium materials make this G1 Optimus Prime impressively authentic.
Decepticons!
So you say assemble, and he does it himself.
He makes himself?
Yes, he makes himself.
5,000 pieces?
No, he's a robot. He's a proper robot. He's a car. He's a truck.
Yeah.
And he turns himself on your table.
Yeah.
He does that himself. What you're seeing there.
Prime with an extensive library.
So then, when he's a truck, you can drive him around like a truck with an app. And he's big and he's made of metal and it's just unbelievable. So I'm watching this thing and the kids are going, "Can we get that? Can we?" I don't know. Looked it up. It's a collector's item. Only like real sort of fanboys of Transformers who are adults.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, it's okay to be a fanboy sometimes.
But this thing you would keep. This is like,
that's incredible.
$700.
Yeah, there is that part.
But $700. It's the coolest toy I've ever seen.
If you get one and don't open it, can you imagine how much it'll be worth?
Oh my god! Well, they're sold out. Time. I looked on the website; they're sold out. So, if you want to tease yourself, have a look at it. But you can't get them. But that is the future of toys.
Impressive.
So Katy Perry has teased Ryan Seacrest for overstaying mosh pit with an oversight contestant.
Does he use that one a lot?
Yeah.
Lionel, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Oh my God, if you start a mosh pit with Ryan Seacrest, the internet will explode.
You're going to be throwing bows out here, right?
I can't mosh in my loafers, I'll fall. All right, now listen. I don't think you know where the snooze button is, right? You just wake up and go, call it.
Sad news. Well, it's not sad news, but it's delayed by a day. They've delayed MasterChef Final because of Prince Philip, so it'll be on tomorrow. I'm not sure what the difference makes.
Yeah.
But it's tomorrow. At 8 o'clock. Okay?
Is it MasterChef Celebrity Special?
Yeah. MasterChef Final.
It's no harm if that gets moved.
The BBC press office have announced it 4 minutes ago.
Of course their beef is undercooked. She's from Hollyoaks.
Ah, that's not fair now. Hollyoaks has produced some very fine actors.
He was from EastEnders 4 years ago. Of course his croutons were not crunchy enough.
Detective Chief Superintendent Carmichael will be back in this Sunday's Line of Duty. She is the one with the face like a smacked arse.
Well, it's very good casting, because if you're going to cast somebody who is very strict and very mean, you would... Her character's face, I'm sure she's lovely when she smiles.
She has it in for Ted.
She has it in for Ted, fella.
She's portrayed by Anna Maxwell Martin. And she plays like a real battle wagon.
But everybody's undercover. And do you know what? Do you know where we're heading to? There's two more episodes left, right?
Is it two more?
Yeah.
Right.
So they'll be like, we won't find out who H is.
No, you never for real. That's till the end.
Yeah, we'll when's
the
end?
Better find out who's over the page.
I'm ready for the end.
I'd say there's another...
And then we have to wait another 2 years for another season that they film in an office in Belfast.
Well, maybe. Yeah, but the tunnel's nice.
It's not a nice tunnel, Nobby. That's their only other location. Hey, Gov.
Hey, boss.
All right, boss.
Why do they keep pulling up in car parks to chat for like 30 seconds as well? Would a phone call not be easier?
Because think about it. When they filmed it, they would have all been in a bubble and they would have... The only places they could be were one or two of them at a time. That's why there's two of them in an office, or maybe three. Ooh, and then there's two of them in a tunnel or two of them in a car. Mm. That's it.
And how come your man has no Baraka that he hasn't used up yet in his painkiller press? Everyone has Baraka in there.
Yeah, I'm out of Baraka actually. Make a good point there.
Yeah.
Sometimes
he's none.
Just fancy little fizzy, don't you?
Well, yeah. Well, it helps you if you've had too many fizzies.
No, I know. Yeah.
It does make your wee wee a very unusual colour though.
All right, Nobby. We're in the middle of an in-depth line of duty discussion here. We don't want to know about your wee-wee. We know about the inside of your spatulas
now.
Well,
hang on. Arnott is probably going to have to give a sample very, very soon.
Oh, that's why he has no... Because he doesn't want his wee-wee in a funny colour.
Well, I think it's going to be a funny colour anyway.
What's he on, a painkiller,
is it? He's on painkillers. No, in fairness to him, he was injured in the line of duty.
He was thrown down the stairs.
I'd imagine the van flipping over now has made him worse. If that was real life, he'd be the type of fella who's still on full pay but hasn't worked in 15 years because he has a bad back.
Did you hear about what he said about the waistcoats?
No.
They said somebody asked him, why does Arnott, like, you know, he's a detective, why would he wear those little waistcoats that look like you're a snooker player? And he said, I wear them deliberately because only a really sort of annoying character would wear those waistcoats. So I want to be, I want to come across as even more annoying. I'm a real stickler. And if the waistcoats annoy you, that's because that character, that's because that actor wanted you to be annoyed.
I must have grown that stupid wispy beard as
well.
Yeah,
that's probably too. He's like, and so people now are sending him waistcoats. And the more flowery and colory, the better. Yeah,
it's the last thing you'd wear because it's always tugging at you and catching you in the back. Or maybe just he's a small man. He wouldn't feel. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, it's weird. I think we actually have that clip of him talking about waistcoats. Here he is.
It's a very thin line between looking stylish and looking like a magician. This is Steve Arnott guide to wearing waistcoats. The key to a good waistcoat is it's got to be practical for work because you're chasing down bad guys. It's a very thin line between looking stylish and looking like a magician. So you want something that's sort of not too flashy but with a wee bit of colour. I like something on the back of mine, it's usually a bit darker. When I've got something on a bit darker, you usually tell it's about to give away that something bad's going to happen to me, so I don't ever get messed up when I'm getting thrown over stairs or something.
So something remember that was the back.
That's how
you
got the back. Yeah, yeah, over the stairs. Yeah, you landed on the stairs. God,
that's very sore. It's a good clip, BBC, but your music is maybe the most you have in a rave.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.